The federal government is trying to overturn a landmark ruling that barred it from deporting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders from Australia, even if they're not Australian citizens. Max Chalmers has the backstory. Good morning, Max.
Yeah, hi, Hamish. This is a story that on the surface is about who the federal government can and can't kick out of the country, but it's really about quite a lot more than that. So last year, the High Court handed down a decision on a case brought by two men, Daniel Love and Brendan Toms. Both had been held in immigration detention, both were facing deportation from Australia, but they had something else in common that made their cases quite unusual.
Daniel and Brendan are both Aboriginal men, and they were born overseas, but came back to Australia as young children, spent all their lives in Australia, got into a little bit of trouble with the law, and then the government sought to use their power under the Migration Act to cancel their visas, detain them, and were seeking to deport them.
So that's Claire Gibbs, a senior associate at Maurice Blackburn Lawyers. She's been representing both the men. Both had served time in prison and been released. But when they got out, they were handcuffed by Border Force staff who took them straight from prison to immigration detention with a plan to remove them from the country.
Brendan was detained for 501 days. Daniel was detained for 45 days. They only knew themselves as Australians, but they only identified as Aboriginal. So it came as quite a shock. They had no idea that they were anything but Australian. So it was absolutely humiliating and distressing to be Aboriginal men in immigration detention.
And so as a result of that, the two men fought their decisions. They fought them all the way to the High Court to stop their deportations, and they won.
It was a landmark decision, no question about it. It had never been considered by a court before whether an Aboriginal person could fit the definition of an alien. The High Court found that a person who is Aboriginal and meeting the three-part test set out in Mabo could not be considered an alien.
So that ruling was huge for those two men and for their cases. And last year, Brendan Toms spoke to the ABC about why he took his legal battle so far.
I really just was thinking about my son a lot, and all the fighting was mainly for him, that I wanted to see him again and didn't want to be deported because I wouldn't be able to see him. Yeah, so that's why we put up such a good fight.
So a significant outcome for him, but you might be asking, Hamish, how many people can there really be who this judgment sort of makes a difference for, who were born outside of Australia, who are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, and who are facing deportation? And the answer is not heaps. But when some people look at this case, they see more than a technical limit on the government's immigration powers. One of those people is the Deputy Director of the Indigenous Law Centre at the University of New South Wales, Dani Larkin. She's a Bundjalung and Kanarakan woman. And she told me she had tears in her eyes when this decision was handed down.
I was hopeful that there would be more change from this. I think the bigger, broader issue was about, you know, picking up on what was kind of left unanswered in Mabo. It was the unfinished business of Mabo, where we had fragments of that decision that recognised, you know, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander connection to the land and belonging.
But it was clear pretty quickly the federal government didn't see things that way. The High Court came down on the side of Love and Toms, but only in a split vote of 4-3. And speaking after the decision, the then Attorney General Christian Porter told Perth's 6PR radio he supported the minority decision.
These two individuals were not Australian citizens, not born in Australia. They had been here on visas, and this limits our ability on the present processes that we've engaged in to deport people who are falling into that category. And that category now represents a novel treatment under Australian law, so we'll be looking into that very closely.
Since the High Court's decision, there have been other cases following this up where people have argued they can't be deported because even though they're not citizens, they're also Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islanders. Now the federal government has inserted itself into one of those cases featuring a man called Shane Montgomery. It's back before the High Court, where the government's lawyers will try to argue the Love Toms decision was wrong and that the court should restore its powers to deport Aboriginal people who aren't citizens. Dani Larkin was disappointed when she heard about that development.
If I'm being honest, as a lawyer, I'm probably not that shocked. But as an Aboriginal woman, I feel sorry for myself and for my people. It is really disappointing. It feels like this is almost a strategic move from the Australian government. And what it does is it sends a message to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that they can't rely always on the court system like others, particularly even the High Court of Australia, in acknowledging and upholding decisions that recognise their rights and their place in this country.
Since going to the High Court, Daniel Love has kept arguing his case in front of a lower court, while Brendan Toms is actually suing the government. Hamish, their futures could hang on this new case before the High Court, which looks likely to be argued next year. But we'll hear a bit more about where this is all going when you speak to Immigration Minister Alex Hawke after 7:30.
Max, thank you very much.